1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome into Moon Area High School as we're just about set to get started for the WPIAL Class 2A quarterfinals. It's the 7th-seeded Burkittstown Blue Devils and the 2nd-seeded Winchester Thurston Bears. Hello, everybody. I'm Brandon Rossi, joined by my partner Eugene Briggs, as this broadcast is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. RJ Diaz, your safe money guy in Bridgeville, Burkittstown, and Washington. The Washington Greene County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Burkittstown's Homecoming Committee, celebrating the homegrown Blue Devils. And Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreene.org. Once again, I'm Brandon Rossi. He's Eugene Briggs, bringing you the action on the Visit Greene pregame show, condensed version of the Visit Greene pregame show, with our producer, Nate Rigali, and our camera operators, Grady Peterson and Cam Pritz. And, Coach, the big story for Winchester Thurston, Deshae Cochran, 16 points away from being the all-time leading scorer in Winchester Thurston history, while Burkittstown looks to shock the world and shock the WPIL tonight.
She's not the only player, though, for Winchester. They got Jasmine Hollins, too, that averages 20 points a game. So they got a two-headed monster there, both around 20 points a game.
Absolutely, as the starting lineups for both Burkittstown and Winchester Thurston. First for the Blue Devils, it's Emmalyn Harrison, Paige Kladowski, Andy Midler, Savannah Rush, and Marley Martin. For Winchester Thurston, it's Riley Tardy, Jasmine Hollins, Aaliyah Cooper, Jesse Kaufman, and Deshae Cochran for Winchester Thurston, who comes out with the all-white unis, purple numerals, black trim. Burkittstown, the blue unis, white numerals, and the aqua blue trim, going around the numbers as well. Burkittstown led by longtime head coach Megan Zittner. Winchester Thurston led by head coach Brandy Barron. As we bring you in from the Visit Greene pregame show, thanks for joining us wherever and however you are, as the opening tip is controlled by the Winchester Thurston Bears, who control from left to right as we describe it on the WJPA Sports Network. As the pass to Jasmine Hollins for three, looking for the quick bucket early on, no good. Rebound can't be put up and in by Kaufman, and the third chance also missed by the Bears.
Yeah, Winchester's dominating the inside right now.
Fourth chance, no good. Now a fifth chance for Jasmine Hollins, and if it keeps going, you might as well for Jasmine Hollins.
First possession, five attempts, one bucket. But at the end, they got the bucket.
30 seconds in, a little more than that. 2-0 Winchester Thurston. As it's Marley Martin. Dribble driving to the right-hand side. Martin through a bear defensively. That's Jesse Kaufman, and she'll shoot two on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation. Winchester Thurston up 2-0.
Appealing. That is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, man. Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Marley Martin gets Burgettstown on the board. They still got to switch the score back to 2-1 as the shot on the other end is fouled on the way as well. And we'll step aside as well on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
2-for-2 trip for Aaliyah Cooper, as Winchester Thurston now has a 4-1 lead over Burgettstown a minute in. And a quick turnover as the ball bounces out from Paige Kladowski. She's the player to watch for Burgettstown, the leading scorer for the Blue Devils. She's 6-2A with 17.2 points per game.
I get to watch Winchester in person at the beginning of the season. They played in our tip-off tournament. They play some great defense, have a couple of great offensive players. Tough matchup for Burgettstown.
Deshae Cochran bricks a layup. And Burgettstown back the other way. It's Harrison giving it up. Over on that right-hand wing, it's Kladowski with those pink shoes speeding her way down the court. But Kladowski coughs it up, trying to get it to Marley Martin. And a jump ball possession will stay with the Blue Devils. 6:37 to go in the first. It's 4-1 Bears.
Yeah, to stay in this game, they're going to need some help beyond Kladowski. Someone else to help the offense with the defense that Winchester's throwing at them.
Yeah, Winchester defensively, one of the best. In section play, they gave up 27 points per game. Against playoff teams in 2A, they're giving up just 31 points per game. That's impressive stuff from the Bears.
Yes, it is.
Emmalyn Harrison lost the dribble for a moment. Kicks out to Midler on the left wing. Now drives to the left block. Bangs into a Bear. And before she can put the shot out, the foul on Jessie Kaufman. That'll be her first and the team's second.
So it's one of those situations. Burgettstown needs to control the tempo and keep this game at a slower pace. If they get up and down, it's going to be problematic.
Kladowski inbounds. It's
nice play there.
Giving up to Savannah Rush, who gets the two for Burgettstown. It's 4-3.
Very nice execution on the inbound.
And Kaufman is swiped out of bounds by Martin. And Winchester Thurston will inbound from underneath the hoop with 6:10 to go in the first.
And you talk about the defensive numbers. Burgettstown's not done too bad either. 32 points a game defensively.
Inbound, and the basket is good for Deshae Cochran on her Trek for History in Winchester Thurston lore. As the foul will go against Emmalyn Harrison. That's her first, team second.
Good, strong inside play there.
Cochran completes the three-point play. She's got 3 points, and she's 13 away from that elusive program record in points. Ball swatted away by Cooper out of bounds. Burgettstown retains possession.
Winchester throwing 1-2-2 press there, getting a lot of ball pressure early on.
Winchester Thurston back in the trying to get back to the semifinals for the second year in a row. Burgettstown, on the other hand, last time they were in the semis was 2023. They lost to Shenango, who ended up as the WPIL champions that season. As Kladowski from straight away kicks out left wing corner, wide open three ball, airballed by the Blue Devils, and it's given up, and wide open is Riley Tardy, but she's tardy on that layup. Cochran with the putback, that's splintered around, and Burgettstown comes up from the fracas. Here's Martin. Martin lost it again as Hollins got a hand on it. Hollins up the floor, kicks to Cochran, left wing, sets her feet, now drives in left elbow, the dishes behind to Hollins. Aaliyah Cooper now sets the offense in motion for Winchester Thurston. It's Deshae Cochran at the corner. Now Kaufman, here's a three, that's off the front of the rim. Kaufman tries to get the rebound, gets tied up with Kladowski, bangs her head off the floor, but she gets up all right, just fine. And the jump ball gives the possession back to Winchester Thurston with 5:06 to go in the first, up four.
Yeah, Burgettstown's trying to control them with a 2-3, make some extra passes before they get a shot.
Quick pass to the left lane. It's Aaliyah Cooper off the side of the rim. Here comes Marley Martin, dishes back to Harrison. Harrison's blocked and a foul by Jasmine Hollins. And Martin's going to shoot two with 4:56 to go in the first quarter. 7-3 Bears on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Harrison goes 2-for-2 at the line, makes it 7-5 Bears. And tic-tac-toe to DeShea Cochran, takes a dribble, but arcs it over the net. Rebound given to Midler. And that one a turnover as Harrison couldn't adjust properly, out of bounds at half court.
I am kind of surprised Bergeson's been able to get a transition like they have. Unfortunately, they just haven't converted real well.
4:40 to go in the first. It's 7-4 Winchester Thurston. By the way, record against playoff opponents, Burgettstown is 7-4. Defensively, they're not shabby either, like you said, Coach. 34 points a game they're giving up. As the pass inside, down low to DeShea Cochran.
So far, Cochran is the difference in the game.
9-5, Winchester Thurston up, looking to punch in and punch out. And move to the semifinals for the second straight year. Euro, quick moves by Paige Klodowski. That goes out of bounds, and no one touches it. Winchester Thurston ball. Looking for potentially the block, and yeah, no one touched it there as that skated out of play. Bears ball with 4:13 to go in the first, up four.
Right now, Bergeson seems to be content packing that zone, maybe force them to, you know, make a few extra passes, take a little time off the clock.
Here's a steal.
Nice pick.
Klodowski
off.
Stealing the pass away from Hollins. Klodowski tries to take it back and shorts the layup. Good defense, though. In transition by Kaufman, who brings it up for the Bears. Kaufman, Euro, shorts again. Out of bounds. It's Burgettstown ball. That was clearly out on Tardy.
Battle of missed layups. Up and down and up and down. And just can't finish so far.
We talked about the defenses too, Coach. Burgettstown against playoff teams, though, the offense hasn't been great. 40 points a game. You're going to have to get offense if you want to beat Winchester Thurston.
Yes. There's
a couple chances.
I agree.
Foul, Aaliyah Cooper to the line. She'll shoot two on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
That's the power of Bowser.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
0-for-2 trip for Aaliyah Cooper as the rebound can't be corralled. It's out of bounds. Burgettstown ball. Also, update in 3A. Down goes Mohawk. South Allegheny defeats the Warriors 64-63. And the turnover, scoop shot up and in, Jesse Kaufman. It's 11-5, Winchester Thurston. Timeout taken by Coach Zittner and the Burgettstown Blue Devils. On the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. 11-5 Bears with 3:31 to go in the first.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We're back at Moon Area High School, and thanks for joining us. Also in the 2A girls quarterfinals, Neshanic, the number one seed. They've been dominant all year long. Well, the dominance is continuing. After three, Neshanic 60, Laurel 24. Winner of that game will get Rochester in the semifinals, who defeated Fort Cherry in the first half of our twin bill, 47-39. As Midler takes the inbound and goes to the near wing and gets out of trouble. Now on the right side, tipped out by Cochran, out of bounds. Nope, they said it, last touch by Harrison. It's Bears ball.
Bergeson's doing a very good job of breaking this press there, just not getting anything out of the other end.
Yeah, went back to Winchester because Harrison tried to lunge for the ball, and that was ill-advised if she if she kept her hands to herself, it would have been Bergenstown possession still. 3:19 to go in the first. Here's a three right wing, and that's splashed home by Jasmine Hollins.
Hollins for three.
The second half of that duo sticks a three.
14-5 Bears as Bergenstown trapped deep in the backcourt. And it's thrown right away from Rush to Aaliyah Cooper. She'll go back to the free throw line with 3:02 remaining in the first. We'll keep it here on the WJPA Sports Network as Aaliyah Cooper, 2 for 4 from the line and looking to make it 4 for 6. Another final score rolling in 5A boys. We mentioned Chartiers Valley was on upset watch. Well, the Colts escaped upset watch. They take down Shaler by 3.
Surprisingly close game, though.
Not necessarily. I mean, surprising in terms of the seeding, but not surprising because Shaler's very scrappy, I would say. Cooper misses the first shot. Second shot up and away for Cooper, and it's good.
Makes the second.
Makes it a 10-point Bears lead with 3 minutes to play in the first. Inbound to Kladowski as she gets across half court, beats the press, but Kladowski way too strong on the lob into the front court with two Bears around the intended target. It's Winchester ball with 2:57 to go in the first, up 10.
Right now, I'd like to see Bergeson reverse that ball against that press a little bit. They just keep running down that sideline, just running right into the teeth of the trap.
Cooper tries to get it to the right block for Martise Williams, who checked in during the timeout. Unsuccessful, and still poked around to Cooper. Cooper, a long two from the right wing, no good. Cochran cleans up the mess and puts it in.
She's a player, that's for sure.
7 points already. She's 9 points away from the program's all-time leading scoring record with under 2.5 to play in the first quarter. Cochran gets tied up with a Blue Devil, and possession will stay with Bergenstown. And it'll be Savannah Rush to inbound for Bergenstown in front of the Blue Devil bench, led by 19th-year head coach Megan Zittner, has amassed over 200 career wins as the head woman in charge of Bergenstown. She reached win number 200 this season. As Kladowski able to get it out through the wickets, and a three from the left wing off the front of the rim for Martin. Rebound Bears as it's lobbed up by Hollins, who had the rebound. Cochran backs up to the right wing corner and goes around to the left side now. Cooper lost it on the way and nearly picked up by Rush. It goes back to Jasmine Hollins, takes a runner. That's no good, and Cooper throws it up, goes backwards now. Cochran's there, gives it up to Cooper, who shorts it again. Cooper's had a rough night offensively in this first quarter. As Bergenstown back the other way, it's poked back by Martin over to Harrison. Harrison coughs it up now. Cochran back the other side, and Cochran turns on the Jets and scores. Deshae Cochran, not to be messed with here in this first quarter. She's got 9 already.
Use the appropriate term, she turned on the Jets. She's just twice as fast as anyone on the floor right now. When she gets the open floor, there's not much you're going to do about it.
Marley Martin drives in, loses it off her foot. It's out of bounds. Winchester first and ball as the Bears lead 19-5 with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Riley Tardy checks back in, relieves Jesse Coffin.
When you got a girl that's that athletic and has ball skills, it's really, really a nightmare to try to contain her.
Oh, absolutely.
She's so quick to the ball, even when she doesn't have it. She just goes and gets it.
She's fourth in the WPIL in two-way, by the way, averaging 18.5 points per game. But a turnover as Cooper can't connect with Martise Williams on the right lane. Too strong of a pass for her. Bergenstown ball with 1:05 to go in the first quarter as right in front of the Blue Devil student section, which is about 3 rows deep, but still a decent turnout. A minute to play in the first. Here's Kladowski. Stopped at the right elbow by Midler. Midler hands off to Kladowski, takes a dribble and puts it up and in and ends the scoring drought for Bergenstown. It's 19-7 now, Bears.
Hopefully they can now take a breath.
Cochran, pump fakes.
Good
got
defense.
Bumped by Kladowski, and Cochran gets called with a walk.
Nice ball pressure there, forced that turnover.
Yeah, there was that extra step as we saw on the replay for those watching on the NFHS Network, the free audio on the WJPA Sports Network. And on WJPA.
Bergenstown needs to finish the quarter here with a bucket. A big boost going.
30 seconds left as the pass. Kladowski is tipped by Cooper. Cochran gives it up to Cooper and says, "You got the you triggered the steal. You get the points." 21-7 Bears.
Smart play there too. She's getting ready to travel, lose control. She got rid of the ball. Many players would try to shoot that and get called for traveling.
Lob in, and no one there trying to get with Harrison. 5 seconds left now. Clock is ticking. Gets to Cochran. Cochran, one dribble, floats it up. It's too strong. That's the end of the first. It's Winchester Thurston 21, Burgettstown 7 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no-obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money guy. 412-569-4000.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back from action, Cochran took a three from the left wing corner right away and airmailed it. Rebound goes to Kladowski. As Kladowski working from right to left and gets mugged and by Hollins. They're going to get a foul on either her or Cooper. I think they got the former with 20 seconds elapsed in the second quarter. It's 21-7, Winchester Thurston.
Good reaction by the girls here. Quickly helping her get back up again and ready to play.
Leading scorer, DeShay Cochran for Winchester Thurston. She has 9 points. Outscoring Burgettstown on her own. And by the way, Cochran just 7 points away from being the program's all-time leading scorer. Kladowski puts it in from the left block for the two.
Nice floater from the baseline. Very nice move.
21-9, Winchester Thurston up. As Cooper tries to drag the ball away from Kladowski. Successful, but there is a foul underneath. It goes against the Blue Devils with 7:18 to go in the second quarter. I believe it's a shooting foul on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Cooper goes 1-for-2. She hit the second of two. And it's 22-9 Bears, 50 seconds into the second quarter as Kladowski goes to the right wing. Kladowski, leading scorer for Burgettstown, only has 4, which leads the Blue Devils in that category. Gives it off to Melina Henry, who's recently checked in. Kladowski spinning and a foul. They give a push against the Bears inside the key. And that one goes against Aaliyah Cooper, her first.
But they do need some help. You can't just, you're not going to win this ball game with one person scoring.
Exactly. It takes a team effort to beat a team like Winchester Thurston, especially at the 2A level. As the inbound goes to that right wing corner, now it's Harrison, left lane, driving in, floater, gets the roll.
She's doing a good job tonight getting to the basket. I think that's the first time she converted, though.
Bears up 11, a minute 20 into the second quarter. 22-11 is your tally as we speak. Right wing corner, it's Jasmine Hollins for three, buried.
Good stroke there.
Hollins for three. Hollins was left wide open on the right wing, and it's back to a 2-touchdown lead for Winchester Thurston, 25-11. Goes behind, and Andy Midler nearly lost it. And now baseline, and it's swatted away by Cochran off of Kladowski.
when you look at Hollins, looks more like an inside player, but she has a really nice stroke on the three-pointer.
The inbound goes to Harrison, 6:12 to go in the second quarter. It's 25-11, Bears ahead. Three ball right wing. That's just offline for Kladowski on the right wing. Ball was out of play. It stays with the Blue Devils. They last got it out off of Cochran. It was between her and Martin on that left block, but ultimately they roll it out on Cochran. Inbound goes to Melina Henry. And Henry had it for a moment. Good swarming defense by Winchester. And Henry has to back it up. And a quick pressure there by Cooper and a foul. That's her second, team third.
You have to give it to Bergeson. They are scrapping there, but Winchester has a pretty good size and athletic advantage on them.
Just got word from Jason Tennant of the WJPA Sports Network. Waynesburg Central falls 68-52 to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. There's a foul on the inbound again. And already Winchester Thurston, no more fouls to give before the double bonus as they got Martise Williams with the foul. 5:56 to go in the second. 25-11 Winchester Thurston against the Burgettstown Blue Devils. Winner advances to play either Chartiers Houston or Aliquippa in the semifinals. That game going on right now over at South Fayette. Kladowski goes behind, and it's swung out to Savannah Rush. Up and in, banks it off the window as Burgettstown gets back on the board. It's Marley Martin, excuse me.
Nice take on some pressure defense. Very nice take, good finish.
Cochran. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks to Hollins for three. Cochran's been quiet. Hollins misses the three. And Burgettstown down by a dozen. Has the ball with 5:20 to go in the second.
I thought that one was going. It's all on the money.
It looked good from our angle. And Hollins, we've seen, is not afraid to shoot. That's kind of her sweet spot, that right wing. As Burgettstown controls. It's Harrison. Dribbling back to her right. Kicks out. Here's a three. Right side. For Marley Martin, and that's off the back of the iron. Rebound to Williams. Cochran back, has the numbers ahead, and Deshae Cochran says, I don't care. I'm going to put it up and in myself.
Took the contact and finished that strong. I didn't think she's going to be able to finish that by the severity of the foul, but she did.
The foul is on Melina Henry as Deshae Cochran with 11. Looking to make it 12. As Winchester Thurston up 27-13, 4:52 showing on the first half clock. And the end one for Cochran. Rattles out. That was last out of bounds. Touched off of Jesse Kaufman. Winchester Thurston groaning on the far side, but from our angle, very clear it was off of Kaufman, who swatted the ball out.
Yeah, little question of that.
4:50 to go in the second. 14-point lead for the Bears. Kladowski backs up against Cochran. Goes behind to Martin. Now bounces Harrison. Harrison hands off Henry. As Burgettstown just really trying to spread the ball around and get Winchester Thurston's legs moving. And Midler drives double team. And the double team buries Midler there.
It makes it tough for Burgettstown, too. They got Cochran guarding Kladowski. And
speaking of Cochran, three from the corner, short off the left side of the rim. And a jump ball on the rebound, and it's going to be ruled back in favor of Burgettstown.
And what I've seen so far, beyond being a scorer, she's a pretty solid defender also.
She's a do-it-all for Winchester Thurston. And we know the kind of effort that she can make. I mean, she's already made it in this game. But program-wise, looks to cement her name as perhaps the greatest. As the inbound to Melina Henry, lobs it ahead to Andy Midler. Midler, trapped in the right wing corner, goes behind and a travel. Good defense there by Hollins, forcing the travel as the Blue Devil was trapped in that right wing corner and dragged the foot on the pivot.
As I mentioned before, every time they try to beat this pressure, they go down the sideline, and end up getting trapped in the corner. If they reverse it a time or two, they could get something.
4 minutes to go in the second. Bears up 14. It is 27-13. Lob in to Cochran. Cochran dribbles, backs up, and that one bounces in and out. Cochran thought she had it, and so did the rest of the gymnasium as the handoff from Williams to Cooper is bounced around out of bounds off of Cooper. Bergetstown ball.
She's so light in her feet. Quick bounce. Gets up in the air very quick.
Timeout. Megan Zittner and the Bergetstown Blue Devils will take it with them. With 3:43 to go in the second, it is 27-13 Bears on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
The Bergetstown Homecoming Committee is proud to cheer on the Lady Blue Devils. Like the Homecoming Committee, Bergetstown girls basketball has a winning tradition built on hard work, teamwork, and Bergetstown Blue Devil pride. The Bergetstown Homecoming Committee wishes Coach Zittner and the Lady Blue Devils the very best of luck. Continue that winning tradition and show the heart that makes this team and Bergetstown so special. Good luck, Lady Blue Devils. They're behind you all the way.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Back again on the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Brandon Rossa. He's Coach Eugene Briggs. Thanks for joining us wherever you are on the WJPA Sports Network. Also, shout out to our producer, Nate Rigotti, who has battled multiple technical difficulties that were out of his control. And he's been able to almost single-handedly get us on the air. So really, if there's an MVP of the broadcast, it's Mr. Nate Rigotti. Also, special shout out to Coach Briggs for some other miscellaneous things getting us on the air as Harrison flips it. And still down on the ground, Martin gets the pass up before she puts that foot up to get up off of her knees. Podowski back to Harrison on the top side. Harrison dribbles around, and that one lost. Rush has it bounced off her hands, and Winchester Thurston creates the turnover. Hollins, feed, Cochran scores.
You know, right in those two possessions is the difference in the game. Both teams working it well to get it down inside. They have Cochran that, you know, finishes the play, and Bergetstown fumbles or misses the shot. And but they're getting the ball in the same location.
Jump ball as Hollins ripped the ball away from Alina Henry, and it's going to go to the Bears. Winchester Thurston up 29-13 with 2:47 to go in the second. By the way, Deshae Cochran just needs a three to become Winchester Thurston's all-time leading scorer. Right side, and Hollins lost it. Goes to Cooper on the right wing corner, drives the baseline, and she's bumped on the way. She'll shoot two on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Aaliyah Cooper on the line, misses the first of two. She's done a tremendous job of getting to the line, but in terms of converting on free throws, that's a different story. She's only made, well, now she makes the second one. She has made 5 of 10. So only 50%, but Winchester Thurston up 30-13 over Bergetstown, 2.5 to go in the second.
Yeah, going the line 10 times, you notice she's being very active, very aggressive on offense.
Marley Martin. Trapped in the corner. Gets around Cochran, and Martin with the nifty move tries the scoop shot under the rim, and the rebound ripped away by Cochran. Cochran back up the floor. Cochran driving, and she scores! Has a chance at history with a three-point play.
Sure had to think it would be that way. I don't know if she would just throw up a three to get that. Nice, aggressive, you know, take to the basket and see if she can finish the job here.
Foul is on Savannah Rush. Cochran Free throw up in the air. And that's no good. She'll have to wait another possession. But she may not have to wait that much longer as Cooper tracks down the offensive rebound. Gets the ball back. Three is blocked. And the rebound underneath, there's a foul. Stays with the Bears. It's actually going to be two free throws. Double bonus for Burgettstown. Or for Winchester Thurston, rather. They call the foul on Savannah Rush. We'll step aside on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no-obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. 412-569-4000.
Martise Williams at the free throw line. Bricks both free throws and a jump ball on the rebound. And it's going to go to Burgettstown. Clock at 1:57 to go in the second quarter. Winchester Thurston 32, Burgettstown 13. And really the story has been DeShay Cochran as expected, Coach.
Yes. I mean, she's just outscoring the Burgettstown team easily by herself.
15 points for Cochran, 13 for Burgettstown thus far. She nearly had a steal. It was poked away from Klodowski. And over on the right-hand side, Savannah Rush jumps up for the two. Would have been a double bonus free throw anyway as the foul goes against Martise Williams. That's her second. That sends Savannah Rush to the line for Burgettstown.
See, there again, Burgettstown getting those nice aggressive moves to the basket. They just can't complete the play.
Rush's first shot back rim, no good.
Then you compound it by missing the free throws. And they've done some good things. It's just, I think one player has made a huge difference in this game.
Oh, absolutely. And plus, that one player in question, just one basket away, any way she gets it, to break the program's all-time scoring record.
Something tells me we're going to get it on this possession.
Yeah, probably.
Erica.
Dishes out. And Hollins kicks to Cochran. Stops at the three-point arc. Hands off Hollins. Corner three. No good. Ball tipped back to Klodowski. She runs the floor for Burgettstown. Cochran bumps into her. And good defense. And it's going back to Winchester Thurston. That's just great defense by Cochran. Not getting any contact with the body and forcing a turnover.
And again, that last possession. You know, in this situation, you think she'd be looking to get that bucket. And she moved the ball around. Didn't even look for the shot there.
Bears up 32-14 with a minute 10 to go in the second as the feed inside Cooper dishes, and it's banked in. Jasmine Hollins. She's in double figures with 10, and Winchester Thurston up by 20. It's 34-14 with a minute to play in the first half. Right side, Marley Martin gets a screen. Good one from Rush. And nearly a carry there by Henry as she throws it away. It's stolen by Tardy. And Cooper tries to kick it out. It's stolen instead. Klodowski backs up. Could have been, I think she was thinking about that three there, but Jasmine Holland's not fooled, and she forces a pass instead. It's poked out by Cochran. Clock stopped at 30.8 ticks remaining in this first half. There's the inbound coming up for Marley Martin. Klodowski zigging and zagging, trying to work against Cochran. Gets a screen from Rush. And Aaliyah Cooper comes right up, grabs at the ball, jump ball, and it'll go Winchester back to the Bears. And now Winchester Thurston with 21.2 can potentially get the last shot.
Will she get it on this possession?
We'll find out here in just about 15 seconds. Kaufman looks for somewhere to go to. They try to go to Cooper instead on the right wing corner. Potentially set up a three, but tipped out by Rush. Kaufman inbounds again. Kaufman dumps, and they go to the paint where it's bounced around a defender to Riley Tardy. She's on the score sheet.
That was a little too easy.
36-14. That's the halftime score as Klodowski thought about just chucking one up, but decides to eat it for lunch and save some for later. As Burgettstown trails 36-14 to Winchester Thurston on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Back again on the WJPA Sports Network. We're at halftime of the 2 versus the 7 in Class 2A girls. Winchester Thurston all over Burgettstown by the score of 36-14. I'm Brandon Rossi. He's Coach Eugene Briggs. And, Coach, we mentioned it many times throughout the first half. This was really a half about one player, and that was DeShay Cochran, who almost broke the all-time scoring record in Winchester Thurston in one half. Just needs 1 point to do so, but when you take a look at just this game singularly, she's been all over it tonight.
Yeah, because if you look at shot attempts, if you looked at a shot chart, the attempts from both teams are pretty much equal the number of attempts and the locations. Difference is Cochran finishes, and Burgesson's just having a hard time finishing anything.
Absolutely. As trying to get an update now on the opposing 2A semifinal, that's between Chartiers Houston and Aliquippa. The winner of this game will face the winner of that game, which is taking place right now over at South Fayette. But we do know the semifinal on the other side of the bracket, that being number one, Neshannock, who steamrolled Laurel like they've steamrolled most of the competition this season. They're taking on the fifth-seeded Rochester Rams, another section battle to decide who's going to the Pete to represent that section, Class 2A. That's really been a deep section all year long, and Rochester got a pretty big win against Fort Cherry earlier on tonight, and it sets up a section rematch between Lawrence County and a Beaver County team in the semis. But when you look at this game, Winchester Thurston, I mean, it seems like for Burgettstown, I mean, it's nothing against Burgettstown. It's just Winchester Thurston right now, especially from DeShay Cochran. There's just a lot to handle right now.
Yeah, they are, and like I mentioned earlier, Burgettstown is attacking that press and getting through it, but they keep pinning themselves up against that right sideline with no ball reverse or anything, so they really pin them up against there, and that's where a lot of the turnovers have occurred.
We do have a halftime score from the opposing 2A semifinal. Chartiers Houston and Aliquippa are at halftime, and Chartiers Houston holds a 22-18 lead over the Aliquippa Quips. That game being played over at South Fayette, and that's also being covered by us here on WJPA. Thanks for joining us wherever you are. And once again, Winchester Thurston looking to advance to the semifinals for the second time in a row. The Bears were a powerhouse back in the late 2010s. It was really them and Rochester. You had Wes Green in the mix, but really there, Winchester Thurston, with players like DeShay Cochran and also some of the youth that this team has, looks like the Bears are back on the rise again, Coach.
Yeah, what they're showing tonight. You know, the interesting thing, too, about Cochran is she's not looking for the shot so much. She moves the ball, shares the ball. She just makes herself available, and you know, it's not a situation where you could probably take her away because everyone else does such a good job and her sharing the ball and being a good team player.
And that's what you want from if you're a coach. You want someone who all around is just a natural athlete like Cochran and has been unselfish in her play. You don't want someone that just takes shots every time she touches the ball. She's looking to do it any other way she can. She's handing the ball off. Now, yeah, Cochran leads the team in scoring, but she's able to find ways to get others involved, and that's a big reason behind Winchester Thurston's success this season.
Yeah, because the other kids play a lot harder when you know they know they have a chance to get the ball, and they get to share in the wealth. It's just you just give her a lot of credit. That's what makes them good. Beyond her scoring is just being a great leader, a great teammate.
The final of the Neshanic Laurel game, by the way, for those wondering, was 67-29. Neshanic defeated the Laurel Spartans. Other scores around the WPIL and 6A girls, Norwin advances to the semis after defeating Hempfield by the score of 57-42. On the boys' side, we mentioned Chartiers Valley battled back from a double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter and takes down Shaler at Peters Township 69-66. In the 3A boys, South Allegheny, in what I'm seeing on social media is perhaps the game of the year. They defeated Mohawk 64-63. Drew Cook, the boys' WPIL's top scorer, he had, I think it was 30, if I wasn't mistaken. And believe it or not, that's right around his average. So just another day at the office for Drew Cook. And Aliquippa, well, they're moving on to the semis after defeating Seton LaSalle by a pretty decent margin. 50-33 was the final score on that one, but I'll say this, in 3A boys, with Mohawk going down, that opens up a lot of possibilities for 3A. That just
I think a lot of people have to be surprised by that.
That just got wide open.
Yeah, they look so strong all year long. But Aliquippa just always has had that way of finding a way in the postseason to become that much better.
Yeah, the other games in 3A boys, Shadyside and Southmoreland, I believe that game went final. And there was a final that I saw somewhere, but I believe it said that Shadyside Academy won. I'm going to double check on that right now as we speak. Shadyside Academy defeated Southmoreland. The final was 47-34. The other quarterfinal, which is going on right now, Ligonier Valley and South Park. And that's another team that's kind of flown under the radar in 3A. South Park, another team. But guess what? They're down in half to Ligonier Valley. The Rams are up 23-20 against South Park at halftime. That's a bit of a head-scratcher there, or eyebrow raiser, I guess.
Yeah, and again, I said that earlier, playoff basketball is different. You really have to, particularly the guard play, if you don't have the people that can take the bumping and the grinding and the grabbing, you're going to have some trouble. And, you know, it's usually the teams that rise above that can take that physicality and deal with it.
Absolutely. We'll step aside on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation. When we come back, second half action as Winchester Thurston leads Burkittstown 36-14.
The Burkittstown Homecoming Committee is proud to cheer on the Lady Blue Devils. Like the Homecoming Committee, Burkittstown girls basketball has a winning tradition built on hard work, teamwork, and Burkittstown Blue Devil pride. The Burkittstown Homecoming Committee wishes Coach Zittner and the Lady Blue Devils the very best of luck. Continue that winning tradition and show the heart that makes this team and Burkittstown so special. Good luck, Lady Blue Devils. They're behind you all the way.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores.
Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Back again on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. Second half underway with Burgettstown maintaining possession, working from left to right as we describe it. Leading score for the Blue Devils, well, two of them. Paige Kladowski and Emmalyn Harrison both have four. Savannah Rush and Marley Martin both have three for the Blue Devils. A travel on Marley Martin as she gets backed down by Aaliyah Cooper, trying to get the screen with that extra step. And Winchester Thurston's got the ball back. Deshae Cochran, leading scorer for the Bears with 15. Jasmine Hollins also has 10. Aaliyah Cooper with 7. And speaking of, here's Jasmine Hollins taking a three and canning it from the left wing.
Hollins for three.
She has quite a stroke. And Burgettstown got to find a way to get to her. She sets her feet. That's money.
Other scorers, Jesse Kaufman and Riley Tardy both have 2 for Winchester. Thurston, who lead 39-14 over Burgettstown. Cooper nearly gets the steal. Now Marley Martin backs up at the right baseline. Martin back to the volleyball line, and now it's Midler. Midler at right lane, swings behind, and now it's Savannah Rush. Backing up at the right wing. Rush overcooks the pass to Marley Martin, but Paige Kladowski puts it back in the oven. Kladowski goes to the left wing now for Marley Martin. Lost it for a moment. Hands off to Harrison.
When you're down 25, it's kind of hard to deal with having this long of a possession without a shot taken.
Rush throws it away. It's behind Marley Martin, and back to the Bears it goes.
I mean, you don't want to throw up shots, but there again, too, you can't take a minute to get a shot off.
39-14, Bears up with a minute 12 gone by in this third quarter. The Bears 25 points away from putting in the mercy rule running clock in the second half. Cochran feeds it at the free throw line to Cooper. That hits off the rim on the shot attempt. Two-handed shot. Rebound Harrison. Harrison dribbles to the left. Tries to get a screen from Rush. Unsuccessful in that regard. Make that Midler. And now on the left wing. Kladowski dribble drives on the baseline. Kicks out Marley Martin. Three ball. That's short. Rebound Kaufman. And Kaufman lost it. And they got a foul on Kladowski. Didn't see where that happened at, but that's what the officials call. That's her first team first with 6:19 to go in the third. Burgettstown down by 25. Hollins brings it across the timeline for the Bears. Passed around. Wonderful passing there by Winchester Thurston. They go behind for that one. Just as I say that, intercepted by Kladowski before Tardy tracks it back down. Here's Cochran feeding it to the right wing.
There's
Hollins.
Money.
Catch and shoot three. Got it.
That was only from about 28 feet out.
Only?
Only.
42-14, Winchester Thurston up.
But as I said before, she sets those feet. That's money. You just can't let her set those feet.
Hollins has the hot hand right now. Back-to-back trays to begin the third quarter. Here's Harrison, right side. Swings it. Rush. That's fouled on the way by Tardy. Two free throws for Burgettstown. Down 28 with 5:33 to go in the third on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
First shot no good for Savannah Rush, who's on the free throw line. She had 11 points in the first round win over Jeanette. Burgettstown won that one 39-35. Second shot unsuccessful as well as Aaliyah Cooper. Right as you look up, she goes across the court for the two. Running clock, Winchester Thurston up 30. 5:20 to go in the third. Kladowski spins around, stripped away by Deshae Cochran, and she's fouled in transition. Clock will continue to melt away as, again, we're in the mercy rule.
So, you know, another interesting fact here. She needs a bucket for this big milestone. She hasn't even shot yet.
No.
You know, she's not forcing the action at all.
And I'm kind of surprised that they're not even thinking about it right now.
No, it doesn't look. They just figure it's going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah. As Tardy goes down low, kicks to Cochran, gives it back to Hollins. Cochran for history. Oh. Got it! Deshae Cochran is the all-time leading scorer in Winchester Thurston history.
Beautiful shot there.
1,400 point drive to become the Winchester Thurston all-time leading scorer.
Back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no-obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. 412-569-4000.
Well, we were talking about it, how Deshae Cochran didn't even take a shot at history. Well, she did just now. It was a three, and what a way to do it. She becomes the all-time leading scorer in Winchester Thurston Bears history as they go up 47-14 with 4:30 remaining in the third.
You know, it's also evidence of what a quality player she might be because, you know, it's not a big deal, it seemed, by the reaction that she did it, and no one forced the action. It's just like they expected it to happen. So
Midler goes to the left wing for Marley Martin, dribbles around the three-point arc to Savannah Rush. Now it's Emmalyn Harrison. Now back to the right wing, Marley Martin. Gets around Tardy, but lost it to Rush. Rush goes to the right wing for Midler.
Winchester's closing out so quickly, Bergeson can't even really attempt a three. They're just out there on the catch.
Rush. Two steps on the pulled up on the right side. Bricked, rebound, Tardy. Here's Cochran. Up ahead, Jasmine Hollins for two.
The dynamic duo strikes again.
Hollins is tied for the game lead with 18 points alongside Cochran. And it's 49-14. It's a 13-0 run to start the third quarter for Winchester Thurston. And another turnover thrown right to Jesse Kaufman. Kaufman finds Tardy. And that one way too strong. Cooper on the rebound. Her foot was on the line, out of bounds. And some new faces in, Cameron Redinger and Melina Henry.
Yeah, I would expect the fourth quarter is probably going to be mostly the bench players playing, given the situation.
Clock still ticking at 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Winchester Thurston in command, 49-14. So pretty much if you're looking at it from the like on ESPN where it says like percentage to win, they're at 99.999% chance to win. Yes. As the shot by Rush off the back of the rim, rebound Martise Williams. Hollins, lob pass, Cochran of the right lane. Now Williams
nice
feeds it
there
to Riley Tardy, who misses the layup. And the putback by Cochran, also too strong. Out of bounds off of Bergenstown, stays with the Bears. Clock continues to tick at 2:16 in the third. Winchester Thurston up by a lot. 49-14 is the exact score. Inbound goes to Jasmine Hollins, and the step back jumper good. Give her 20. 51-14 Bears.
One of the better shooters I've seen this season, boy or girl. I mean, she really has a nice shot. Sets herself up.
And well, and if you think about it, Coach, it's been a quiet 20 for Jasmine Hollins.
Yeah.
Layup underneath is shorted by Rush. Rebound is off to Cooper. And the layup, fast break, Jasmine Hollins again.
Yeah, both players, minimal shot attempts. I mean, it's not like they're coming down and chucking every possession. They're taking it within the offense. They just happen to make their shots.
They're just very efficient.
Yes.
And if you're a coach, I'm sure you love efficiency, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we always like that. Makes you look like a genius, even when you're not.
Ball's tipped out off Tardy. Minute 12 to go in the third. As Marley Martin checks back in.
Martin checks back in for the Blue Devils.
That's what I just said. Thank you, Mr. Announcer.
Yeah. And, you know, this situation makes it tough on the Kowalski.
Oh, yeah, for
trying
sure.
Trying to find a way to get some points because you need to. But, I mean, they're just taking the game away from her for the most part.
Martin on the left wing, dribbling around, and a pass swatted away by Cooper, but into the hands of Cameron Redinger. Corner three for Kladowski is in and out. Kladowski on the rebound is pushed out on a foul by Martise Williams. That'll be her third.
There's foul on Williams.
Clock still winding. 25 seconds and counting in the third quarter. Burgettstown has not scored a point in this third quarter, by the way. Kladowski off the inbound. Almost said not so fast. Rebound Marley Martin. And she puts it in.
Broke the drought.
Yes, she did. It's now a 17-2 third quarter for Winchester Thurston, who leads 53-16. Pass out of bounds. That'll be the end of the third. Bears up 53-16 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Back again on the WJPA Sports Network. Winchester Thurston up by a lot, 53-16. Mercy rule is in effect as Martise Williams bricks the layup and puts it back in on the follow. Now it's 55-16. It's Emmeline make that Cameron Redinger. Swung around the world to the left wing. Redinger feeds it inside for Rush, and a foul is called on Martise Williams. And also, right before I forget, this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL and the NFHS Network. As the foul's on Williams, her fourth. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIAL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved. Copyright 2026. On the other end, Cochran is fouled, and looks like she's going to shoot a pair for Winchester Thurston. Clock will stop at around 6:40 to play in the fourth. Bears are up 55-16. We also have an injured Blue Devil on the floor on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
The Burgettstown Homecoming Committee is proud to cheer on the Lady Blue Devils. Like the Homecoming Committee, Burgettstown girls basketball has a winning tradition built on hard work, teamwork, and Burgettstown Blue Devil pride. The Burgettstown Homecoming Committee wishes Coach Zittner and the Lady Blue Devils the very best of luck. Continue that winning tradition and show the heart that makes this team and Burgettstown so special. Good luck, Lady Blue Devils. They're behind you all the way.
Deshae Cochran, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. She's got 19 on a historic day for Miss Cochran. It's 56-16, Winchester Thurston up on the Burgettstown Blue Devils. Bears will move on to play either Aliquippa or Chartiers Houston in the WPIAL semifinals as the three is missed. Rebound Cochran pushes it up ahead for Hollins. Jasmine Hollins and one.
Hollins, basket's good.
You know, as a coach, sometimes it gets concerned when the game gets this far out of hand. Got to be careful of, you know, injuries, because sometimes someone gets a little bit frustrated, maybe makes a cheap play on a breakaway like that. It doesn't look like that's going to happen, but that is something that goes through your mind as you're coaching a game like this.
58-16, Winchester Thurston up. And make it 59-16 as Hollins, who, by the way, leads the way with 25 points. You would think it's a no-brainer for player of the game, it'd be DeShay Cochran, but Jasmine Hollins has 6 more points than Cochran. So, I don't know. I mean, this is up in the air, to be honest with you. As on the other end, it's Midler falling on the ball. Jump ball, possession.
Well, Hollins has made it scary so easy. Yes. And every time she shot the ball, you just expected it to go in.
Right.
I'm not sure of her stats there, but I know she made probably 3/4 of those threes that she took.
She has 4 threes on the night. Speaking of threes, Klodowski bricks it, and it hits off of the structure holding up the net here at Moon High School. Moon, really, in my backyard. I've been in this gym many a times. Got the tiger print going around the court, the tiger eyes over in the left side of the gym. You've kind of seen it on the video side here and there throughout the game as Cooper throws it away. Turnover to Klodowski. And Klodowski's fouled by Cochran. Yeah, I've spent many times on this campus, both just as a spectator, as a coach, as a fan, as an announcer. There's been many times in this place, and it's getting a lot of upgrades too. With they're tearing down the football stadium, they're also creating a new multi-purpose facility here where the tennis courts used to be. Savannah Rush and one as she makes a dent in what is a mammoth Winchester Thurston lead.
Well, when I see those eyes at the end of the gym, I can't help but think about Eye the Tiger.
You know, yeah.
Need some Rocky music
playing. And here comes the bench.
Here comes the bench at 3:43.
And a swan song as well for some of the outstanding efforts that Winchester Thurston has had. Including Cochran, including Hollins. Spoiler alert, it's one of those two for player of the game.
You sure?
Just a hunch.
Okay.
59-18, Winchester Thurston up. 3:37 to go on a turning fourth quarter clock. Shot is no good for the newly checked in Adra Mendez. And the feed goes to Klodowski on the left wing. She's guarded by Kara Rakoff. At the free throw line, stop, Rush over to the right wing. Goes to Andy Midler. And bounces off of Rush's hands, and it's stolen by Serena Gay. Gay up the floor for the Bears. And it's kicked out to the right wing corner. Rakoff was going to take the jumper, and, well, it was blocked away. And the fast break led up and in by Cameron Ruttinger.
Ruttinger for two.
59-20, Winchester Thurston up under 3 to play. Tic-tac-toe passing, 3 hoisted up into the air by Gay, and that's miss. Rebound Ruttinger. And Ruttinger brings it across for Klodowski. Klodowski. Now back to the left side, Midler, in a timeout. 30 seconds taken by Burgettstown on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. Winchester Thurston up by 39.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape,
Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
That was athletic director for Fort Cherry and site director that we just laid eyes on the video side, Thomas Scarpone.
My boss.
Yes.
Good guy. Good guy.
The ball kicked away. And it's Adra Mendez up the other way. Mendez hits the pole, holding the backboard, and that's going to lead to it being out of play. Watching the Chartiers-Houston-Aliquippa game as we speak, thanks to our fellow broadcasting crew on the WJPA Sports Network. Chartiers-Houston up 36-27. That's right around the end of the third quarter, if it's not at the end of the third. This is stolen by Sophia Kaminsky. Kaminsky tries to feed it into Layla Young, doesn't, and instead finds Serena Gay back rim. Gay has her own rebound, puts it up again, and it's punched up off the backboard and a foul. I think they got Kaminsky. They did for first.
You know, minutes like this get a little rough to watch, but, you know, it's nice to see these kids get out there, get to, you know, participate in the playoff game, no matter how it looks.
It may be rough for some viewers, but for the girls that don't get in, these minutes mean everything to them.
That's for sure.
As Marley Martin hands it off to Emmalyn Harrison. Shot was altered and a foul. Looks like on Layla Young, that should be two free throws for a double bonus. We'll keep it here as we wind down to the final minute of the fourth quarter, where clock is stopped at 103. Again, while we are in running clock, once the foul is reported on shooting fouls, once the referee puts up two for the free throws, that's when they stop the clock. For those that don't know. And the more you know, this is where you play the song.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Well, that's what makes it tough when you get into the running clock situation. You hate to see any fouls, because then you usually lose 30, 40 seconds.
First shot by Henry, no good. And Melina Henry's second shot, similar result, hits off the side of the rim. Rebound goes to Adra Mendez. Mendez overcooks the pass out of bounds ahead of Layla Young's head. Under a minute to play. End of the third over at South Fayette. Chartiers-Houston up 36-29 over Aliquippa. And here at the fourth quarter, it's Winchester Thurston up 59-20. That ball goes out of bounds. Redinger to inbound at the Tiger print, far side. And that ball is knocked free by Mendez, but right into the hands of Martin. Bergenstown really can just try to get the last shot. And a foul on Marley Martin, but that's not going to do much.
No, it's not.
It's not a shooting foul. The clock will continue to run. That's wait, they're calling. It is on Winchester Thurston. So that's her first. Adra Mendez.
Oops, he gets a couple points here.
First shot for Martin coming up. 8 seconds left in the fourth. First shot is unsuccessful. Winchester Thurston's going to advance to 20-3 on the year. Move on to the semifinals, where either Chartiers-Houston or Aliquippa await. Burgerstown will follow 16-7 on the season. And their hopes for a WPIAL championship berth will come to an end as Serena Gay takes the rebound off of the missed free throw. Shot no good. That's how we end the ball game. 59-20. Winchester Thurston takes down Burgerstown. Back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no-obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. 412-569-4000.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
The Burkittstown Homecoming Committee is proud to cheer on the Lady Blue Devils. Like the Homecoming Committee, Burkittstown Girls Basketball has a winning tradition built on hard work, teamwork, and Burkittstown Blue Devil pride. The Burkittstown Homecoming Committee wishes Coach Zittner and the Lady Blue Devils the very best of luck. Continue that winning tradition and show the heart that makes this team and Burkittstown so special. Good luck, Lady Blue Devils. They're behind you all the way.
Now it's time to recognize our player of the game brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And really, there were two options for player of the game from Winchester Thurston. You could go with the hot hand of Jasmine Hollins. You could go with the history-making night at DeShea Cochran, becoming the all-time leading scorer in Winchester Thurston history. But ultimately, we're going with Jasmine Hollins. She led the way with 25 points. As congratulations to Jasmine Hollins and the Winchester Thurston Bears on dominating the Burkittstown Blue Devils in the quarterfinals of the 2A playoffs. And they're advancing to the semifinals. They get either Chartiers Houston or Aliquippa in the semifinal round of the 2A playoffs. And by the way, a score update over from South Fayette. Chartiers Houston, the lead is evaporating. Aliquippa now is within four, 36-32. We encourage our listeners to check into that broadcast whenever we wrap up here. But, Coach, dominant performance all around from Winchester Thurston. We know what they're capable of. They've already beaten Chartiers Houston pretty good the first time around, but doesn't mean it's going to happen a second time, but we'll see. I mean, if they play like how they did tonight, probably a good chance you'll see the Bears in the championship game.
Well, it's going to take a special defensive effort to control those two players. I mean, when you have the perimeter players that can do something with the ball, I mean, it's awfully hard to keep the ball out of their hands. And once Hollins gets a hold of it, that ball's going in the hole. So they will be a tough match for anybody.
Absolutely, as once again, the leading scorers for both teams for Winchester Thurston, Jasmine Hollins led with 25 points. DeShea Cochran had 19. 9 points for Aaliyah Cooper, 2 for Riley Tardy and Jesse Kaufman, 2 as well for Martise Williams. Leading scorer for Burkittstown, 2 players with 5 points. That would be Savannah Rush and Marley Martin. 4 points for Paige Klodowski and Emmalyn Harrison. And then finally, 2 points for Cameron Redinger. That's the scoring recap here from Moon High School as Winchester Thurston and Rochester move on to the semifinals. The Rams will play the Neshanic Lancers. And again, Winchester Thurston awaits either Chartiers Houston or Aliquippa, who is in a battle right now over at South Fayette. Should be a good one between whoever Winchester Thurston plays and the Bears in the semifinals coming up at the beginning of next week.
Yeah. Winchester very impressive tonight. Like I said, you can't say enough about those two players. And the complementary players play well and play their roles well.
Absolutely. As this broadcast is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. RJ Diaz, your safe money guy in Bridgeville, Burkittstown, and Washington. the Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Burgettstown's Homecoming Committee, celebrating the homegrown Blue Devils. And Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. For our producer, Nate Rigotti, our camera operators, Grady Peterson and Cam Pitts, alongside my broadcasting partner, Coach Eugene Briggs. I'm Brandon Rossi, signing off from Moon High School. Don't forget, Chartiers Houston and Aliquippa doing battle now on WJPA. Head over to that broadcast if you haven't already. Otherwise, we'll see you for the semifinals tomorrow at Keystone Oaks, South Fayette and Peters Township, and then Seton LaSalle and Shadyside Academy. Have a great night from Moon High School. Final score, Winchester Thurston 59, Burgettstown 20.